Hey, we're back on Money Unleashed. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric Johnson's here. Eric is vice president of Hoffman Financial Group. We've been hearing from some of the stalwarts of the financial world. Certainly, Charlie Munger is one. We heard from him last segment. This time, though, Eric, we're going to dig into something called, it's a documentary. It was released earlier this month. It's called Finding the Money. There's Another Side to the National Debt. Now, the documentary itself is a group of economists. They are looking to sort of flip the script on our understanding of what the national debt is, because I think for a lot of us, it's kind of this big gray area.
Okay.
The documentary is led by Stephanie Kelton. She's a professor of economics and public policy at Stony Brook University and is our guide through this. We've got a couple of clips in this first one, and they're from the same person. His name is Jared Bernstein. Jared is the current chair of the Council of Economic Advisors to President Joe Biden.
Okay.
And here he's discovering why the government borrows money.
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well, some of this stuff gets, some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah.
Wow.
What in the world was that?
That was the...
I'm confused.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's the current chair of the Council of Economic Advisors to President Joe Biden. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Something about this isn't quite right.
I don't know. Something's not stirring the Kool-Aid on this one for me, Steve. Yeah, the government most certainly prints money. Seen it. They witnessed it. They say it on TV. And yes, the government also lends the money out. Now, he should definitely know the why to this. This is actually this is a little bit alarming. What I will tell you is this, is whether you like what's going on in the government or not now, and I alluded to this the last time we spoke in the last segment, is you need to take care of your own economy of your house, right? Like, you need to make sure that you are doing the right things with your money, right?
Well said.
And the government has been misappropriating funds for a very long time. There's nothing new for this. And, you know, whenever I talk to clients and they're, you know, upset about paying taxes, I'm like, oh, how come? And they're like, because I know that they're spending it the wrong way. Well, shocker. Got it. They've been doing that for a very long time. So, you know, what I would tell people is, you know, focus on you. Focus on what you have. Focus on how you can create a better life for yourself with your money, because money is simply just a tool in life, you know, no different than a hammer, right? It's just something that we work for to get more of the tool. And well, first of all, it is nothing but alarming that the gentleman, you know, Mr. Bernstein, doesn't even know the difference between what the government does and doesn't do. Makes me question, maybe he shouldn't have that job. I don't know. Maybe I'll throw that out there.
Sure. Well, I know one of his degrees is in, I think, theater arts, if that matters.
Theater arts. Well, I don't know how well he did in that one either, because to me, that quote, he did not pass the test.
Yeah. Well, and I believe he has a master's in social work.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't hear anything about finance in there, and I don't hear anything about, you know, monetary policy that would go from, you know, an art degree or, you know, an acting degree or whatever
sure.
that gentleman
okay.
had.
But, well, Eric, here's the thing. We've got more. Here we go.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Here's another one.
So, a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, I can't really talk, I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about, like, because it's like, the government clearly prints money, it does it all the time, and it clearly borrows. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
What?
What? My head's about to explode.
Oh,
I mean,
know.
Like, my daughters are 10 and 8 years old.
Yeah.
They have this word that they use now. It's called cringe. I don't know if you've heard this slang term or not.
Yep.
That's what I just did. I mean, now I know what that word means. Like, if anything made you want to cringe is listening to somebody in a spot of power talk that way about the ins and outs of what the government does or doesn't do, I'm not sure if they have a real true handle on what's going on right now. That just makes me a little nervous, to be honest with you, Steve.
Sure. Well, and this documentary is out now, and it won a bunch of nominations. It actually picked up a couple of awards. So one of the things that we're talking about is a modern monetary theory, and I think one of the things that we fall victim to as just regular people, is the hype out there, the noise, all of the talking heads and all of what they're saying. And then you realize they don't know any more than I do or you do.
Well, so whether it's modern monetary theory or, old school ways of doing things, it's really simple. I mean, don't spend more than you make. Right?
Seems like that's the way to go.
Don't put things on credit. Pay for them one time, not 21 times. And it's just as simple as inflow and outflow, everybody. So I know that whatever was just said by Mr. Bernstein is incredibly confusing. And I will circle back to the six P's, because it works. It is proper planning prevents piss poor performance. And the only way to do that is to get a firm grasp on what your money is doing, especially when we have people like this handling our money overall for the whole country, which is scary to say. I thought it was like a horror story.
Yeah.
While listening to this. So I will tell everybody, listen, go get your money looked at. Go have a fiduciary advisor sit down with you, do a Morningstar report, do a quantitative analysis to figure out, hey, how is everything operating? What is working? What is not working? What do we keep? What do we need to cut? And how do we make this thing run that's going to best serve your family in pre-retirement, in retirement, and post-retirement, right? So that is setting up a proper plan that works for you. And there should not be a one-size-fits-all solution to this, right? So, for instance, we do a la carte plans for people. Nobody has the same plan. It's all based upon the wishes, wants, and needs of your family. And the only way you can actually do that is to go sit down with somebody like us and have these reports done and have plans put together for you. It has to work. You do not want to be flip-flopping retirement planners. That's a poor idea. So it's about finding somebody who you like and trust, who you have good communication with. And it's not necessarily, for the good years, right? When everything's going up, obviously communication is fantastic. It's for the 2022s and the COVID situations where the communication is imperative. But have a plan put in place where we know what's going to happen if X, Y, or Z happen. And the only way to do that is to have your money looked at. So I would advise everybody out there to do that if you hadn't already. And if you'd like us to do that, we're happy to help. Give us a call, 404-341-6767, or go onto your computer, check us out online on unleashyourmoney.com, and you can see the team and all the facets that we help people out with.
Eric, one of the things you were just talking about is understanding your money and where you are. And so if someone had a plan already in place and maybe they're 3-4 years from retirement, second opinion, you'll do that at no cost.
Yeah, certainly. And it's okay to have a second opinion.
I think so, too.
I would think the majority of the people who come in are actually having a second opinion done. And here's the thing, there's no set it and forget it plans in this world, Steve, and there shouldn't be any. So you might have had a plan that you've been implementing for the past 10 years, which has worked out well, right? If you're trying to grow a portfolio, and maybe it hasn't worked out well and you simply just want to bump it up a notch or two. But then, life changes and periods and seasons of life change as well. And sometimes you need something different than what you've been executing up until now. And there's nothing right or wrong about that. But there's an inherent difference between having, a money manager growing your money and then implementing a retirement plan, which is why seeing an investment advisor and the fiduciary for your retirement plan is so critical. You need to make sure that whatever phase or season of life that you're in, your money and your investment plan is matching up to that, right? So I would argue that a growth plan in retirement is not a great retirement plan, because you can get away with pulling more and more shares out of the market when the market goes up, because you're simply just, making more money, right? But however, if you have a 2022 year happen and all you have is a growth plan for retirement, that might not serve you so well. Why? Because it's almost like a double whammy. If you are losing money in the market and also pulling more and more shares out every single year to accomplish what you need as far as income or, vacations or whatever it is for you and your family, the market always goes up over time, right? So you might not have enough shares to recover and get that number back up that you feel like you feel comfortable about. Does that make sense? It's called sequence risk, and it's one of the my least favorite risks that people run into in retirement if they haven't planned properly. So, you know, that's why it's so important to take a facet of your money, change your perspective on your investing, and create an income stream that you know is going to show up every single month and not draw your portfolio down. Then and only then can you set up another sub plan, if you will, inside of your portfolio that is allowed to grow with it. And that actually is what gives you the time to watch it grow, because you don't necessarily need to touch that growth plan money because your income is taken care of.
Right. And that's the beauty, and really what gives us the confidence we need to retire is to have that plan in place. We can have a bunch of accounts, but that doesn't constitute a plan. Once you put that plan down in writing, then I've got confidence that I can retire when I want and live the life I want.
100%. And let me tell you something. There's a look that I get from my clients when they come in and they realize it's working and they realize they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you've heard the acronym or the saying that the 800-pound gorilla.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sucker's real. I've watched that guy run out of my office 100,000 times.
And nice.
It is the best feeling you can have as an investment advisor when you've done a great job for people and they understand that they can make it. They understand they can leave a legacy to their family. And they also understand that they're not going to outlive their money. I would argue that's probably the biggest fear that I see people come in with. And it's so satisfying to be able to help take that fear away or show people their money working for them properly to take that fear away. And it's very satisfying on that end. And what we do is a noble thing, in my humble opinion, because people do need help with their money. Money is not everything. But it is right up there with oxygen, and you do need it in this world in order to survive and do the things that you've saved up so much for and the lifestyle you've created for yourself. So
of course.
I would tell everybody, have your portfolio looked at one way or the other, and do create a plan, because, when you have a plan, it's amazing what happens when you understand what happens in certain situations. It allows you to concentrate more on your work. It allows you to concentrate more on your family. It allows you to concentrate more on accomplishing the fun things and actually living your life in this world without a job. And it's hard for people to wrap their mind around. And a lot of people I meet are type A people that they're worker bees and they put their head down, they grind. But there is a season of life where you're allowed to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And only having a proper financial plan created for yourself can get you to that stage of life. So give us a call, everybody. 404-341-6767. UnleashYourMoney.com and click one of the buttons that are on there. Portfolio X-ray if you need to have your money looked at, or Replace My Paycheck Challenge if you're getting closer to retirement. We're happy to help, and we do this every day for folks, and we look forward to seeing you, one of our great advisors.
Eric, that sounds fantastic. Folks, do take advantage of the opportunity. 404-341-6767. We have got one more segment to go. We've got some great listener questions, and we will get into all of that and a little bit more right after this on Money Unleashed.